Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the few Pearl Jam tunes I actually like here, Jack. Dissident.
I think it's going to be 2:30 grunge.
Okay, I'm good with that.
3:30 we get into the, you know, other music.
2:30 grunge.
Well, 3 we get into the other music, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What?
Well, it's hip-hop almost the rest of the day.
Yeah, like we got, you know.
Except for Creed.
I'm catering to all markets here.
Yeah. We're a show for everyone.
Yes.
Besides country, which I won't spare either one of you.
Hey, country's different now.
Yeah, it's a little hick hop is what we call it.
Yeah. What'd you call it?
Hick hop.
That's what I thought you said, something else.
So you're talking about like Jelly Roll and
like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. I like that Morgan Wallen guy, man.
Yeah, well listen, he's pretty popular.
Yeah.
No?
I'll pass.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's not for me.
Such haters, man.
It's not for me. It's not for me. I don't hate it. It's just not for me.
You Shaboozyman?
It's not for I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Dude, Shaboozy summer last year.
Yeah.
Hot.
Really?
He's big.
Is there a song I would know?
Probably not.
Okay. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, tell me how this poll went out. What do you want the Eagles to do with all of their draft picks, with their abundance of draft picks? Use them in the draft and develop players. That is option one. Option two, trade some of them for an established player or up in the draft. So would you rather they use them to draft all of them and develop them or trade for an established player and move up?
Ooh. Because you kind of put those together.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
No, it ended up being a good poll. It's okay.
It's a tough one to choose from, though. Yeah.
Aim for 50-50.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's got to be close to 50-50.
It is.
It's got to be close to 50-50. I'll say... because we're still in the honeymoon phase right now, or at least the afterglow of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
This slightly favors draft and develop, and I'll go with 54%.
So it's actually 54% trade them for an established player or up in the draft. Yeah, but very close to 50-50.
Yeah, but people think they can really go get Abdul Carter, and that's what that is.
Well, the whole, because I think trading up in the draft, I think people would be okay with.
You know what's funny? The perspective, I can hear the Abdul Carter trade right now. All right, you package Bryce Huff. That's every time we hear.
It's going to start with Bryce Huff, yes.
Bryce Huff.
And the 32nd pick.
Yeah, I mean, it would take their next 4 first-round picks, wouldn't it? I mean, if people are assuming that they're 32 and they're going to be in the back part of the draft.
It's going to take a minimum of three.
I think it's 3.
Possibly, yeah, you're right.
I mean, I don't know. They have that formula.
2 firsts, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a player.
To get up to 4.
Yeah, you're talking about going 32 to 4?
3, 4, something like that.
Is this going to be the summer of do the deal?
Oh, I would love it.
Bring it back.
Remember that? Was that the Mariota deal?
Mariota, dude. Fletcher was in the trade package.
I would love...
He was in that trade package. I do remember
yeah,
that.
Come
yes.
on, Chip. Come on, Chip.
I would love to find out for Chip what the offer was. Like, what was the thing...
What did he
why
offer?
Couldn't you get it done? Yeah, what was the thing that you could have offered that you didn't that could have gotten it done? I mean,
I bet you it was future first-round picks, because they were trying to go from where to number one. I forget where they were. They had made the playoffs, right?
That was after 13, right?
Yeah, it was coming off 13. So it had to be in the 20s somewhere.
Marcus Smith draft?
Yeah.
Was it the Marcus Smith draft?
Yeah, because it was a 2014 draft.
No, I don't think it was the Marcus Smith draft. Because the Marcus Smith draft was the Johnny Football draft. That was a different draft.
That 15?
Yeah, because we were in, just here's why I remember.
Sure.
It was 2015.
The Marcus Smith draft, I was in the Eagles locker room because they were, for our broadcast, because they were doing all that construction. Yeah. The Mariota one, everybody was in that, you know, the big area where we normally do the draft show.
Right.
And then when, was it Tennessee that took Mariota?
Yeah.
When they took Mariota, everything just died down and nobody knew what to do.
Yeah. So according to Schrager, Peter Schrager, like during that time.
Yeah.
So he said they offered their first and second round pick that year, the 2016 first round pick, any quarterback on their roster, and any defensive player on their roster.
Right.
Wow.
So...
So it's two firsts, a second.
I don't even know who it would have been offensively.
Was it any quarterback? So it was Foles,
that's what I'm
right?
saying. Who was our best? Yeah, definitely it was Foles.
It was Foles.
Because he wound up trading Foles.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so it was Foles and Fletcher.
Yes.
And
so Fletcher,
no.
two
Tennessee
firsts.
Is still stupid.
Well, of course.
Yeah. But I wonder, don't you ever wonder sometimes if Chip had got Mariota?
Oh, it still would have been terrible.
You think so?
Yeah, because Mariota ain't it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and Chip wasn't it.
Chip was definitely not
yeah.
it.
Yeah, his whole draft strategy of getting as many Oregon players as he could was a flawed strategy.
Casey Matthews.
Would have been fun, though.
Yeah,
of course it would have been.
Josh Huff.
He wanted to get Deion Jordan.
He did.
He had the linebacker, right?
Yeah.
Casey, and who's that scrub, Hart? Remember the...
Taylor Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. It's a pattern you're drafting a lot of Oregon players. Yeah, Oregon produces a lot of good football players.
Right.
No, they don't. Not for the NFL, they don't.
I don't think this is breaking news worthy. The Eagles have signed someone.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Nah, it's all right. You want me to hit it?
Hell yeah, hit it.
Hit it. Breaking news.
Everything.
The Eagles have signed former Raiders and Browns tight end Harrison Bryant.
Never I remember Harrison Bryant.
One year, $2 million. So
okay, there you go. Well, we can ask Elliot
Harrison
about
Bryant.
That.
I mean, listen, I remember him more as a Browns tight end. I don't know if he was the starter. He was like maybe the number two tight end to Njoku. Is that who I'm thinking of? Who's the tight end?
Njoku,
yeah, in Cleveland. Yeah, I think he was like, because he's a former quarterback maybe, or did he come out of college as the number one tight end in college football? Something like that. He was a good player in college, didn't necessarily.
Okay.
Wasn't great in the pros, but he was like a number two guy.
Got it. Well, by the way, we're going to do a next.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm thinking out loud.
We're going to do a next question today.
All right.
Have a little fun. So on this day, what was it, Jack? What year did you say it was?
1852.
In 1852.
Oh, we all remember that day.
Yeah, we debuted Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, the guy, the drawing, not the real guy, obviously. There's no real guy. So today, for next question, we'll ask you about your sports point.
It's not a real guy?
Uncle Sam?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Who am I paying all this money to then?
Well, yeah, there's that too. You think there's just some guy, Sam, counting the money?
It's like he's been the same guy for that long. He's always a Sam.
They have to hire a Sam. He's got to be an uncle.
Yeah.
So for today, we'll ask you, give us a famous uncle. A famous uncle. Yeah. Jack, you got one? You got an uncle?
Yeah, I think it's the most famous uncle.
Oh.
Uncle Rico. From Napoleon Dynamite.
You ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes. Throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
I always thought Napoleon Dynamite was boring when I watched it, but then I found myself quoting it over and over again. It was funny to think about, but I felt bored while I was watching.
Yeah, stupid movie.
Yeah.
But I like it in the clips verse when they show like certain clips of him.
Yep.
I'm good with it.
Yep.
And he did always remind me of Nick Foles always reminded me of Napoleon Dynamite.
Speaking of Nick Foles, happy anniversary. On this date, they signed him in 2017.
Which time?
2017. Yeah,
like,
2017.
Which time was this?
It's a big day. Then
it's a big day.
Big day.
It was.
You got an uncle?
I do. There's a couple out there that I could go with. I'm gonna leave those for the audience.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with one of my favorite uncles. We got to go with Uncle June, your soprano.
Oh, there you go.
That's oh, man. Uncle June. Got to go with Uncle June.
I've heard of, I've never seen The Sopranos, yeah. But I know, I've heard of
Uncle June. He bothers me.
Yeah.
Uncle June was an underrated supporting cast member.
He did nothing for me.
You didn't like Uncle June?
Wasn't Italian enough for me.
He was the most Italian. Are you kidding me?
Disagree.
He wasn't Italian enough
Uncle
for
June,
me?
Uncle June, man. Uncle June goes all the way back to the, I forget his name in The Godfather. He was one of the...
I can't help you out with that one.
Yeah, I know you can't. Yeah. Neither can Jack, for that matter. Yes.
My uncle, you're not going to know this one, Ike, because you didn't watch the show very much at all. But I'm going Jerry Seinfeld's uncle, Uncle Leo from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle
yeah.
Leo was a great, was the out-of-control uncle.
Now, is that Ben Stiller's dad?
No. Jerry Stiller, no.
That's
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry
yeah.
Stiller. He
that's
was
Mr. Costanza.
Yeah, he was George Costanza's father. Yeah.
Okay.
Uncle Leo was Jerry Seinfeld's uncle.
Okay.
But he troublemaker, definitely a troublemaker. Good character.
See,
all right.
I tried. Jumped in there.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Well, you thought of one character.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We're talking about the Eagles' plan to draft and develop to fill their holes this year, whether that is the best way to win a Super Bowl this year. Ken and Cinnamon, you're on WIP. Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What up, Ken?
Frank Costanza is maybe the single greatest character in the history of television, by the way.
Wow. He's a good character. He is a very funny character. Yep.
My opinion. So, Mike, they have the entire core of a team that won the Super Bowl under contract, and most of them are under 30. So I'm not sure what big swing they're going to take.
Okay, Ken. I love you, buddy. But they lost their starting edge. They lost their he didn't start, but I would say their most effective tackle outside of Jalen Carter. They lost their starting cornerback. They lost their starting safety. They're likely going to lose their starting right guard and their starting tight end. So yes, the best players are under contract, but they have not replaced those players. And if the plan is to draft and develop to fill holes that way, I do not feel like that is a good plan. I don't think it works quick enough. And second of all, I don't think their hit rate on draft picks and developing is going to be as it has been the last 3 years.
So, first of all, none of the best players from the Super Bowl team are gone. So all of the best players that won the Super Bowl are still under contract. And all but Lane Johnson are under 30. So, and if what you're saying is right, which it probably is just from a matter of averages, that you're not going to hit on all of them, then doesn't it make sense to have more picks rather than fewer picks?
Okay, there's two ways to look at that, right? But the lower the picks are, the lower the chance you're going to be successful with those picks. So if you are, you have two ways to look at it. You can say, I could have just for example, I have a 1, a 2, and a 3, right? A late 1, a late 2, and a late 3. So I can trade all of those players for an established player that I know is good, or I could play whatever your average is and say that one of those three players that I draft will be as good as the player that I trade for. The difference is that I believe you have a better chance of success. And they've, by the way, they've also had a lot of success trading for players. Like a lot of the important players on this team are players that they traded for. So Darius Slay was a player they traded for. A.J. Brown was a player that they traded for. So a lot of their best players, even Devontae Smith, they traded up for him at least. And they traded more picks for a better shot. So the higher you go up in the draft, you have a better shot of being successful. And if you're trading for a player who's already established, you have a better chance of being successful.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So those are two different things, right? So if you're talking about trading picks to move up to a better draft position where you're still going to draft a guy, then, I mean, Howie's the master at that. There is no way I'm trading picks for a player. And I'll tell you why. Right now you have the entire offense under contract, right? So when you're paying your offense as much as you're paying your offense, as the Eagles are, in order to be successful on defense, you have to continue to get younger, faster, and cheaper. I would argue that part of the reason their defense was such a revelation last year was because nobody could have foreseen just how athletic that defense was, and that because they were all young guys. So when you're paying the offense as much as you're paying the offense, you've got to have a philosophy on defense of continuing to get younger, cheaper, faster, more athletic, and that's what they did, and that's what they're doing. And the best way to do that is to accumulate the picks that Howie Roseman is accumulating. So it really is a shotgun approach of, you know, we're going to throw all these things up against the wall. Some of them are going to hit, some of them aren't. But we're going to wind up getting good players out of this, knowing that all of the best players from this Super Bowl team are still under contract on both sides of the football. So it's the only way to do it that makes sense. And I really, all week long, I've just been baffled by why everybody is panicking.
Everybody's not panicking, Ken. Everybody's not panicking. Most people are not. And I know you're baffled every time somebody disagrees with you. And I can imagine it being as brilliant as you are, how you could be. But sometimes people have a different opinion on how they can do it.
Well, that's true. That part does baffle me.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the entire core of the Super Bowl team that won the Super Bowl is still here and they're still under contract. So I guess my question is, what does anybody expect the offseason to look like? I guess is more of what I'm baffled about. Why would anybody expect anything other than some version of what we're seeing when the guys that they have identified as the most important players in the organization are already locked up and under contract? It's, you know, I would rather have that than have all these great players that I'm going to have to bid to keep every year because I've got all these guys that are going to free agency. So I think most NFL franchises would have to look at the Eagles and envy the fact that they just won the Super Bowl and they don't have to worry about losing any of the best players on that Super Bowl team because they're all under contract.
Okay, Ken, give us, for next question today, Uncle Sam debuted 1852. Give us a famous uncle from 1952.
Him and I, we share the same barber, okay. Uncle Fester.
Oh, there you go. Uncle Fester's a good Fester. One. That's a big answer from Ken.
I didn't envision you as a bald man, Ken.
Oh, I love that go, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have any idea what Ken looks like.
Yeah, well, he's bald.
We found that out, yeah.
Well, we did meet him at the Phillies game last year.
Yeah, but
we
it
did?
Was...
Yeah, the day that the Eagle chance happened,
yeah,
he was there.
He was out with the morning show.
Yeah,
out
yeah.
In the...
okay. And he did the D move where he gave DeCamera the book at the beginning of the thing.
So DeCamera
had to carry it around
yeah,
all the
so he
time.
Had to carry the book around with him all day. I do
and
remember
made him
that.
Look like even more of a nerd. That's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't...
That was actually a good move by Ken.
I guess I don't... I remember that, but I don't remember what Ken looked like.
Yeah.
You know, it was a busy day.
I think your typical older-looking white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, very nondescript. Yeah. And that's not a shot.
No
like,
offense,
no,
Ken.
No, yeah, no offense.
Well, no, I've seen 1,000 Ken from Cinnamon's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want to keep going.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, how are you? Spike Ike. Fritz, how are you?
Hey, Tom, you a standard-looking white guy?
What's
looks like
Tom?
A million other guys. Jack,
yeah, well, creative player.
I look a lot like Robert De Niro, so I don't know if I'm a
Oh, I like
wow.
that.
Oh, there you go.
I like that.
I could do a Robert De Niro double.
Oh, really? You should do that. We should walk Tom from Middletown into bars with like just with a couple of bodyguards, send Buzz out there, maybe Fran in a black suit, and act like he's De Niro.
The only problem is I'm 6'2". He's 5'8".
Nah, nobody knows.
Wow, De Niro's a short guy?
All actors are short guys.
Oh, short, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That ruins my De Niro, honestly.
Tom Cruise, the little guy.
Well, I knew that, yeah.
I call the station all the time, and I used to always like to call your time slot, but my time doesn't allow it. But
okay.
Thank God. Thank you for taking my call today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen, I am on the fence, and I have never called into a station to where I agree with both hosts. I agree with Spike. Yes, we got to do something now if we want to win the Super Bowl this year. But I agree with Ike. Dude, let's build in the draft. For some reason, we have the ability now. Okay, we're drafting from the right conferences where we weren't drafting 5 years ago. Okay, we're drafting from the right conferences. We have the and what's not going a shout out is for the the coaches and the scouts that are finding these people, okay, and they're 1 year ready. Like these kids, when you draft from the right conference, they're 1 year ready. Okay, maybe two if they're a project, but we don't draft projects. We're 1 year ready, so I think we can rebuild, but I want to win next year too. But here's the thing, and I'm rambling on. But our defense gave up an average of 17 points a game last year. Mm-hmm. Let's just say we move up, and I'm being gracious and saying 24 points. We're paying a hell of a lot of money in that offense. Can we not score 27 to 30 points a game and win a majority of the games?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the 24 points, that's a big jump from 17.
Okay, but I was being gracious. Let's just call it 22.
Okay. Okay, you give me 21, 22. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you there.
You're going to be – I think though, Tom, your offense is going to need to take – like, they were scoring 27 points a game last year. Your offense is going to need to take a jump. You know, I think the Lions were scoring 33 and the Ravens were scoring 32. Like, remember, our difference, if you just look at difference between us and the other team, we had about a 10-point gap there. Mm-hmm. And even with a 10-point gap, there were a lot of – it felt like there were a lot of tight games in there. Even that's sort of how the NFL is now. Mm-hmm. I think if you're allowing 21, 22 points, you're going to have to be a team that scores 30 points a game.
Okay, now we're paying that money on the offense, our offensive line, our wide receivers, our running back, our quarterback. Yep. That's where we're putting our assets into. So let's put it on them.
You got to lean on them.
Instead of the defense.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, the defense last year, I don't think we win the Super Bowl without the defense taking the jump that they took all the way up to number one, going from being, the worst defense in the league to being the number one defense in the league. We don't win the Super Bowl without them being the way that they were. And yeah, this is a year, the 2025 team, the offense has to lead the way. They just do.
And I do believe that there's a couple mercenaries out there that we could plug some holes. So when we get the drafts, okay, we're not giving up draft picks. We're not giving up a whole lot of equity. But let's plug some holes. Let's draft and rebuild. Now, listen, I'm 60 years old, so I don't have every 3 to 4 years to, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. You never know.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got a good uncle for you.
All right, who's a good uncle?
Okay. I don't know if it's a National Lampoon's movie or whatever, but Uncle I know. Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
God, that's a big answer.
So that's John Candy.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah, that's a good one. John Candy. Now, it was not a National Lampoon, even though there is a good answer there in National Lampoon for an uncle. But Uncle Buck, a good one. John Candy, a goat.
It's my favorite Canadian.
John Candy?
Yeah. Yeah, Brewster's Millions.
He is in Brewster's Millions.
Oh, yeah.
What a great movie Brewster's Millions is.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen that, Jack? It's a sort of a baseball movie.
Yeah, it's a baseball movie.
John Candy's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Well, that was a great one. Yeah. But Brewster's Millions is a Richard Pryor movie, really.
Yeah.
But it is, I love Brewster's Millions. Yeah. And he is a Cubs, is that what he is? He's a pitcher.
He's actually a minor league
Minor leaguer, right.
Hackensack Bulls.
No, Richard Pryor.
Oh, John Candy, I don't think would be
he's a catcher.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, he's the catcher.
Than a pitcher.
Not the pitcher, yeah.
Great flick.
He's his catcher. Richard Pryor was the pitcher. He's the, well, Paul's all right.
All right, yeah, no, I got you.
Yes.
The idea with Brewster's Millions is he gets left with all this money, but the only way he can keep it is if he spends all the money in a certain period of time and has nothing to show for it. He can't give it away. So it's a good flick. It's a good flick. All right, coming up next.
Back when it was hard to spend $30 million
in
a month.
Yes, right. Yeah, now it would be pretty easy. Just buy me some of that crypto.
You can go buy one thing for $30 million now.
So Elliot Shore Parks from the Go Birds podcast will join us next. We will go over the Eagles signings that they did make. A.J. Dillon, Josh Uche. And who's the tight end?
What's Harrison Bryant.
Oh, we're making Harrison moves, baby. Bryant. Making moves.
Yeah, plugging holes.
Yep.
Plugging holes. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.